Joining us in the studio on Static this evening, it's so great to have a man with a record out, Nick from Sunbeam Sound Machine. How's things?
Things are good.
Nice to have the record out, and you know, it must be like emerging, blinking into the daylight after finally working on a record for so long.
Yet. Yeah, it's feels really good. It's not just in my head or on my computer anymore. It's just out there, and
it must be a relief to not be worrying about those files disappearing at some point through some tragedy.
Yep, and it's on wax. That can't
go anywhere.
Yep,
or if it does, it'll be a hell of a fire.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the debut Sunbeam Sound Machine album, Wanderer, came out 4.5 years ago. So this one has taken a while. I mean, have you been bunkered down at home all that time working on this?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we did a lot of touring and stuff after Wanderer came out, but probably been bunkered down for at least a couple of years, really. I just wanted to do as much recording as possible and just see what took shape. So there's a lot of leftovers as well. So does
recording at home, Nick, does that mean that it offers you the ability to just sort of tinker until a picture emerges? Like you're not on the clock and you're not sort of even conscious of what you're doing when you set out?
Yeah, pretty much. I sort of write as I record. So that gives me the chance to do that because I can't afford to do that in a proper studio and you know, with other people around.
Does that sort of feel like a bit of a cart and the horse thing? So you're actually almost like live demoing or something as you go?
Yeah. In a way, it's sort of the demo often becomes the song. Although I tried this time to do a demo and then do a proper version.
So you don't have a grand vision or anything for a record like you do sort of song by song and it takes shape or comes into focus as you go?
Yeah, I think I'll come up with a few things and that gives me a grand vision if I ever get one. But generally, what I thought the record was going to be and what it ends up being are two quite different things, which I really like. I prefer finding out what it's going to be than just having an idea and it ends up being exactly that.
Yeah, that's, well, you're also bound to be disappointed if you think you know what it's going to sound
exactly, like. Exactly, yeah. And I don't know if I have the skills to get exactly what's going on in my head, so I'd rather be surprised.
And how much of a home recordist are you then, Nick? Is there stuff in every room, or what's the setup like for Sunbeam Sound Machine?
This one, it was all in my garage at home. But now that the record's done, I moved into a new bedroom in the same house, and all my stuff's in that room now because the garage had no windows. And I'd done 2 records in there. Needed some sunlight.
Cabin fever was setting in.
Yeah, so hopefully the next record is, maybe it'll sound a bit sunnier.
So can you kind of call the band in if you're working on ideas, or is everything that you put onto the record yourself?
This one's all me. I think in the past I've gotten Lockie, who plays drums live, to do a couple of drum parts here and there. And while we're practicing, I'll sort of say, hey, can we try something out if I'm just a bit stuck for ideas.
Okay, so you're not going into the whole thing blind in a way, or not knowing what it's going to sound like.
Yeah, I pretty much am, but once a song's sort of on the way, if I want to work on vocals or something, I'll just say to the band, hey, can we all play this? And I'll just, you know, shout things over the top. So I don't just do that in my room by myself.
Yeah, I was wondering if you sort of wake up and think, what have I done?
Yeah.
There's a real clarity to a lot of the songs on Goodness Gracious. I guess, you know, it almost sounds like you've had the sunlight coming in the windows already as opposed to Wanderer. This feels a little less kind of claustrophobic and echo chamber, perhaps, than the first record was?
Yeah, I think I wanted this one to just breathe a little bit more and not be so... I think the first one was a bit of a headphone listen and lots going on, but this one I just wanted to pull all that back and just have it be an album you could just put on speakers and just sit back and let it fill up the room.
Do you feel like you've become a better songwriter as well? I know a lot of artists early on will sort of fill up their early records with noises and effects to kind of cover up any problems.
Yeah, I think I wanted to force myself to have the songs stand up with it. Like, there's a lot of effects on them because that's sort of the way I work, but the effects are just sort of, I tried to make them just aid certain parts of the songs more than
being
the song.
Yeah. You also had help on this record from John Lee, who's a bit of a whiz. He was, of course, in Mountains in the Sky and more recently has done the Laura Jean record and the Crepes record. So was it good towards the end of the process to have someone to mix the record and give you a few pointers?
Yeah, well, I mixed it and he mastered it. So after recording it and mixing it, I was really glad to. I'd lived with it for so long that I think if you work on a record for that long, I'd hear it all as like a thousand tiny pieces. And then when he mastered it and sent it back, I just heard it as one thing again. and that was really great.
You need to go for more walks around the block or something.
Yeah.
Nick, while
you're doing this. Yeah. It's easy to get pretty deep in your own head.
Well, you've also pulled out a few more styles on this record as well. There's more jangle. A song like Hold Me Back sounds like Field Mice or something.
Yeah.
It's a real English sort of jangly song.
Yeah. I think part of that is pulling all the effects back a bit. I think that jangle sort of thing has always been in there, but just with a lot of effects piled on top. So yeah, it's good to, I don't know, I mean, I always want to try out different styles and have a bit more diverse listen.
And also, towards the end of the record, there's a bit more of an exploratory sort of sound, because the closing song, Other Kindness, has these sort of slow dive, circa Pygmalion kind of looped guitars going on. So that I can see you sitting on the floor of the garage mucking around to get that one just right, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it took a few goes. But yeah, I like having the song finished and then being able to just work on all those little overdubs, a little twinkling things going on in the background. That's where I really just give myself as much time as I need to get it right.
Yeah, that diversity feels like you've kind of picked out each song to work on and gone, okay, this is going to be a certain style or a certain sound. Is that what went down?
Yeah, I think so. I think I like to work on the song as its own thing, and then when it comes time to, all right, what's going to be the album, that's when, with mixing, they become a bit more cohesive as a listen. But each song is its own little universe, I think.
Yeah. And does a sweeter sound on the album also encourage some more thoughtful lyrics for you? Because this record is gracious, like its title suggests.
Yeah, I think that's all part of it, is making sure the lyrics don't have anything to hide behind and embracing putting the vocals to the front a little bit more than I probably have before.
Is that a nerve-wracking thing for you to do, especially if you're not having anyone else sort of bounce feedback back at you at the time?
Yeah, it's tempting to turn them down a bit, and especially, you know, when the lyrics are a bit personal or something like that, but I think just having the confidence to stand behind it.
Seems like You've Made Up Your Mind has these honeyed sort of female backing vocals on it, but also the message is one of patience and understanding, so you're a bit more zen on this record, Nick.
Oh, that's good. I didn't anticipate that I was making a zen record.
But, you know, they're not angry young man lyrics, a lot of these either.
No, I try and avoid those. There's enough angry young man songs in the world, I think. I don't need to add
right
to that list.
I like the fact that Talking Distance, though, says sometimes it feels like everyone's deal is telling you what's the truth.
Yeah, that was sort of double meaning of, like, there's a lot of people in your life telling you how things should be, but also out in the world as well, there's a lot of messages coming in about what's the truth, especially these days.
Yeah. It must also feel like you're, even with the lyrics, wondering how people are going to react when you're writing them down on your own or doing them without other people sort of chipping in.
Yeah. And it's, I like showing them to friends and that sort of thing, and they go, oh, I feel like that song must be about such
me.
And such. Yeah, yeah, me. And I like when they're wrong. I like when they think it's about something, but I think it's about something else, but I try not to correct them.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the temptation? Do you have to lay it out or leave it a bit of a mystery?
I just say, oh, no, it's not actually, but I don't tell them what it is about. I just say, stick with that, though. That's
okay,
good.
All right. So this record's going to keep everyone guessing for the next 4.5 years till you make the next one.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you can sort out your bedroom. I hope that this doesn't mean you're going to be recording lying down. What are the rules?
I got a corner.
Okay.
It's all stays in the corner. Yep. Not on the bed.
Okay, and you've got a good band to take this record on tour with as well.
Yeah, I got a really great band. Some of my best friends, which helps as well when you're spending 10 hours at a time in the van together. And yeah, really great musicians too.
Fantastic. All right, well, look, we might have a listen to Mind You off of the record now. This has got a great coda, sort of Unknown Mortal Orchestra kind of coda at the end of it, this one, which is nice to hear as well. Nick, it was great to have you in to Static, and also to have this Sunbeam Sound Machine album out. Don't make it another 4.5 years.
I want that less than anybody.
Here it is. This is Sunbeam Sound Machine now on Static. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.